Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yirai Kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yizborach, we're about to begin the second topic of Parshas Dvorim, where Moshe Rabbeinu will recount the story of the Chet HaMeraglim that we learned above in Parshas Shlach, with some new details that we were not told above. And we will have a topic within a topic, where Moshe Rabbeinu recounts the story how he set up the judicial system of the hierarchy of Sori Alofim, Sori Meyois, Sori Chamishim, and Sori Asorois, that we learned above in Parshas Yisroi. The topic begins, Perek Aleph, Posuk Vov. Adonai Eloheinu, Diber Eleinu, B'chorev Lemor, Rav Lochem Shevez, Behor Hazeh. The word Chorev is another word for Har Sinai. Hashem spoke to us at Har Sinai almost 39 years ago, after being at Har Sinai for almost a year. This happened on Chof Iyar in Parshas Behaloyscho, that Hashem told us, Rav Lochem Shevez Behor Hazeh, you've spent too much time dwelling at this mountain. Says Rashi, Rav Lochem Shevez Kipshutoi, the Poshup Shad of Rav means too much time. Umiviyash Medrash Agodo, there's a drash that darshens Rav, Miloshen, you have gotten so much greatness at this mountain. Harbeg Dulo Lochem Vesocho Ale Shivaschem Behor Hazeh. Asisem Mishkon Menoiro Vekelim, Kibaltim Toiro, Minisem Lochem Sanhedrin, Sori Alofim, Sori Meois. Posuk Zayin, Penu Usu Lochem, Uvo Yuhar Ohoem Oiri, Vel Kol Shecheinov, Bo Arovo Vohor, Uva Shefeilo Uva Negev, Uve Choyv Hayom, Eretz HaKenani, Vehalevonoi, Nadan Ohor Agodoil, Nehar Perost. Turn and start traveling north and come directly into Eretz Yisrael, namely through the south of Eretz Yisrael, straight up. Uvoyu haro emoiri, come to the mountain of the emoiri vel kol shcheino, and all of its neighbors, Rashi says, this is referring to Amoin, Moyov, and Har Seir. Although later on in the parasha, Hashem tells us explicitly that we may not wage war against them, and we will not conquer their country. Nevertheless, that was only after the Chet HaMeraglim. Now we're holding before the Chet HaMeraglim. The original plan was that we will conquer their countries also. And now the Torah details the different parts of Eretz Yisrael. Bo'arovo, Rashi says, this refers to the plains of the forests. Bohor, this is the main mountain, the mountain range in the center of Eretz Yisrael, from Hebron through Yerushalayim to Beisel and the Shomron until Shechem. Uva Shfela, the lowlands, Uva Negev in the south, Uva Choyfayom, the cities alongside the Mediterranean Sea, Eretz HaKnani, the land of the Knani, Valavona, and all the way to Lebanon, Adanor HaGodo in the Harpros, until the great river, the Euphrates River. And what makes that river great? Because it's bordering Eretz Yisrael. If you're connected to Eretz Yisrael, that makes you great. Says Rashi, that was the original plan, to go straight up through the south of Eretz Yisrael. Not like they will eventually go from the east, crossing the Yalde. What it means, the mountain of the Emoiri. That was the original plan before the Chet HaEgel. The plains of the forests. Behold the Har HaMelech. That's the main mountain range in the center of Eretz Yisrael. Uva Shfeilo, Zu Shfeilas Dorim, the lowlands in the south. Uva Negev, the south part of the country. Uva Chuyfayom, the seashore of the Mediterranean. Ashkelon, Ve'azo, Ve'keisri, these cities, Kedisa B'Sifri. Adanor HaGodoil, what makes it great? Mipreishaniz, Karam Eretz Yisrael, Koroi Godoil. Moshel Hediot Oimel, as the moshel that people say, Eved Melech, Melech, if you're the servant of the king, people treat you like a king. If you cling to a high-ranking minister, people will bow down to you also. Another marshal, krav legabe dehino ve'idhan. If you get close to someone who is being anointed with oil, you will also end up getting anointed. See, I have given the land to you come and inherit the land that Hashem has sworn to give to your fathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. He swore to give it to them and to their descendants after them. Says Rashi, Re'inosati. Rashi's bothered by it. How could the Pasuk say, look, I have given the land to you? It didn't happen yet. The next words in the Pasuk, come and inherit the land. So what does Hashem mean by saying, Re'inosati lifneichem es haoretz? Says Rashi, Be'ineichem atem roim. You see that it's possible. You see the wars that I have fought for you. The 10 makos in Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Milchemes Amolek. You see that I could do anything. I'm not telling you things, theoretical ideas. I'm telling you, Lamaisa, look what I did for you. And therefore, Boyu Rashu, come and inherit. There's nobody that will contest you. Originally, before the Chatoi Egel, you would not have needed a war. If not for the Meraglim, they would not have needed weapons to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Do we not all know who the others are? And Vert Rashi, El Avram Kedai La'atzmoi, Yitzchok Kedai La'atzmoi, Yaakov Kedai La'atzmoi. Each one of the others on their own were worthy of getting Eretz Yisrael. Posuk Tes. Now we start the topic within a topic, where Moshe Rabbeinu will recount the story of the Minui Hadayonim, the setting up the hierarchy of the judicial system that we saw in Parshas Yisroi. How does this come in the middle of the recounting of the story of the Chet HaMeraglim? The Ramban explains, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them, we're going to Eretz Yisroel, but in order to be in Eretz Yisroel, we must set up a judicial system. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, I took care of that also. And I told you at that time means while we were in Har Sinai. Exactly when? Those are the two opinions in Chazal. When did the Minui Dayonim happen at the beginning of Yisroi? Did it happen before Matan Torah or after Matan Torah? But either way, it was Bo'is Hahi. At that time, before we left Har Sinai. I told you at that time, B'Shem Hashem, that we have to appoint Dayonim, a judicial system. Because Lo Yuchal Levadi says, I alone cannot carry you. Rashi says this doesn't mean physically. Namely, Moshe Rabbeinu could have done the job on his own. It's not about his energy. Rather, it's about his responsibility, as Rashi will explain. Says Rashi, Voimar Alechem Boizahi, Mau Leimoyo. Omar Lohem Moshe, Loime Atzmi Anuim Alechem. It wasn't my idea. Elam Pi Akodesh Borhu. Akodesh Borhu commanded me to do this. You'll ask, we learned above in Parshas Yisroi that the idea came from Yisroi. Yisroi was the one that told Moshe Rabbeinu, Novel Tiboil, if you judge the entire nation by yourself, you'll fall apart. The Pshat is, Moshe Rabbeinu got HaKadosh Baruch Hu's askomo, and once HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim, and he told Moshe, this is what you should do, and therefore it's attributed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to set up this system. Lo yuchal levadi, frekt Rashi. It can't be taken literally that I can't physically do it. Efshel shlo yohoyo Moshe yochoy lodu nes Yisrael, odom sho yitziyo mi Mitzrayim, ve'ikor alem es hayam, vo'yirid es hamon, Vehegizes aslov, lehoyo yochil dunam. Elo, the pshat in the posuk is kachom alohem. The next posuk says, Hashem elokerim hir bo eschem. And Rashi is darshaning that it doesn't mean literally Hashem has made you plenty of people. Rather, hir bo eschem, higdil veherim eschem al dayonechem. He raised you and put you on the dayonim. Namely, what does that mean? Hashem took the punishment away from you, the responsibility away from you, and put the responsibility on the shoulders of the Dayonim. And that, I can't carry that responsibility of your punishments all alone. Shloime said a similar idea. He says, who could judge this entire nation? Frekt Rashi, Efshom Mishakosu Boy Vayechka Mikolodom. Shlomo HaMelech was the smartest man ever to ever live. And he says, Oimer miuchalish poit. Ella, that was not his problem. Ella kacho mashloimot. Ein dayone umo zu kedayone shal umois. The dayonim, the judges of Am Yisrael, are not like the judges of other nations. Shim don vehoiregu make vechoine kumates dinoi vegoizel. If the dayan, if a judge of a goyish nation judges unjustly, ein bekach klum. No problem. He made a mistake and move on. Ani says Shlomo HaMelech, im chiyavti momoin shaloi kedin. If I was mechayev momoin shaloi kedin, and surely if I passed ken malchus, and surely if I killed somebody, nefoshos ani nitba. My soul will be taken away even for paskening wrong on inyonim momoin and monetary issues. Shenemar, as the pasuk in Mishlei says, v'kova es kovehem nofesh. The word of a kova means gozal, as if it says the gozal es nefesh goizleim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu will take away the nefesh of the one who steals money from Am Yisrael, namely a judge who doesn't paskin justly. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying over here. I can't take the responsibility all by myself. We have to split the responsibility among many judges. Posuk Yud, Adonai Eloheichem yirbo eschem, v'inechem, v'inechem ayoyim, kechoicha v'yashamayim l'roiv. According to the way Rashi explained this posuk, in the previous Rashi, Hashem Eloheichem yirbo eschem does not mean He made you plenty. Rather, He raised you on the shoulders of the Dayonim. They're taking responsibility for your oinesh. Rashi continues that theme. And therefore, v'inchem ayoyim kechoich v'ashamayim l'roiv also is not referring to the multitudes of Am Yisrael. Rather, Rashi explains, v'inchem kayoyim. You are like the luminaries in the sky that make up the day, namely the sun and the moon. And you are like the kechoich v'ashamayim. In what way are like they like the sun, the moon, and the stars? That just like the sun, the moon, and the stars are here to stay forever, so to Am Yisrael, our Kayomim, are here to stay forever. And according to that, what does the word L'Roiv mean? L'Chayra Rashi will learn, Roiv will mean that it's a like a Gedula, it's a the great things in the sky that are here forever, so to Am Yisrael. Says Rashi, V'enechem ayoyim kechoich v'ashamayim. Frick Rashi. It can't mean literally that you are as much as the stars. Were Am Yisrael as much as the stars? There were only 600,000. And according to this Girso we have in Rashi, Rashi is assuming that there are more stars than 600,000. And if that's the case, what does it mean you are today like the stars? They're not yet holding by that number. It should be pointed out that in some Girsois of Rashi, these words don't appear. And in fact, someone told me that in the brightest sky, namely in a place where there are no lights, and you look up, the maximum amount of stars that you could see with the naked eye is 5,000 stars. A lot less than 600,000. So if we go with that fact, and we go with the Gears of Rashi that does not have the words, Rashi is asking a Fakelta question. The question is opposite. Were they only like the amount of the stars? They were way more than the amount of the stars. And either way, the question is, it's the pasuk is not talking about the multitudes, either because they're more or because they're less. Either way, says Rashi, Hinchem meshulim kayoim, you are like the day. What makes up the day? Kayomim la'olam kechamo kalevono, that's included in the word hayoim. V'chakechovim, that's in the pasuk. Just you have to add a vov. V'kuku kechoich v'ashamayim. And again, Rashi doesn't explain what the word l'roiv means according to this. Efshur it means to the great, like the greatness of. I have a feeling that the way Rashi learned pasuk yud is a drash. The Pshat is indeed referring to the multitude, the size, the amount of Bnei Yisrael, as the next Pasuk continues. And the Chayra and the Pshat, you have to ignore the Aliyah of Sheni. Adonai Elohei Avoseichem, Yosef Aleichem, Kochem, Elef Pomim, Vivorei cheschem, kasher diber lochem. Hashem, the God of your fathers, will add on to you 1,000 times more than what you are today. And he will bless you like he has promised you. This sounds like the previous posuk in the Poshup Shat was talking about the amount of Am Yisrael. Says Rashi, Yosef Aleichem Kuchem Elef Pomim. Mao Shu Vivorech Eschem Kashal Dibalochem. He gave him a bracha. What's another bracha? Ela Amruloi Am Yisrael Taina to Moshe. Moshe, Atonoitzen Kitzva Libirchoisenu. You're putting a cap on the bracha. Only 1,000 times more. Kvar Yivtiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es Avrom. Asher Im Yuchalim Nimnois. That we will not be able to be counted. Omalohem, Moshe Rabbeinu answers back, Zu Mishalihi, that's my bracha. A human gives a bracha with something that he could see in his eyes, namely a limited bracha. Aval hu yevorech eschem kasher dibalochem, Hashem will give you a limitless bracha. Posuk Yud Beis, Eicho Esol Levadi, Tochachem Umasachem Everivchem. The simple translation, how could I carry you all by myself? But Rashi says that can be, because Moshe said that already in Pasuk Tes. Lo yuchal levadi seis eschem. Rather, what Moshe means to say, even if I will be willing to accept the job, Hashem already told me, don't. Hashem said you must set up a judicial system. Tochachem. Sometimes you acted in a very difficult way. Umasachem. And sometimes you were a load on me. Rashi says this is referring to the epikolsim among them, which means mevazei talmidei chachomim. They were mevazei Moshe Rabbeinu. Ve'rivchem, Rashi says, roignim. Rashi later on in Pasuk Chof Zayin teaches roignim to mean loshon hara. You spoke negatively. Says Rashi, eicho esol levadi im uy male kabel. Even if I wanted to accept the job, lo yuchal, I'm not allowed to. Hashem said, Zui shomarti lochem, I told you above, Loi mi'atzmi ani yoyim alochem, it's not my idea, Elo mi'pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to do it. He was maskim and commanded to do Yisrael's advice. Tochachem melamei cho Yisrael tarchonim, they were difficult. How so? Hoyo echod mem royez baal dino yinitzeach, if one would see that the other litigant was winning the case, Nitzeach Bedin, Oy Mary would say, one second, Yeshli Eidim Lohovi, I have more witnesses, Yeshli Rayesh Lohovi, more Rayesh, Moisifani Alechem Dayonim, let's get some more Dayonim, see what they say. People couldn't lose respectfully. Umasachem melamed shayu epikursim. The Gemara Sanhedrin tells us, Heichidomi epikures, mevaze talmidei chachomim. And what was the bizoyan Rashi explains? Hikdi Moshe lotzeis, if Moshe went out of his tent early, earlier than usual, Omru, they would say, Maro ben Amram lotzeis, how come he's leaving so early? Shemo eino yishofu yibutech beisoi, maybe there's no peace in his house, he has shalom bayish Jesus. Eicha lotzeis, if he went out too late, Omru, Maro ben Amram shaloi lotzeis, how come he's leaving late? Moatem svurim, what do you think? Yoshev v'yoyatzalechem eitzois, v'choshev alichem achashovois. He's thinking bad things about you. He's thinking all types of things, how he could do things bad to us. Ve'rivchem melamed shayu roignim. Here Rashi doesn't tell us what roignim is, but later on in Pasuk Chof Zayin, he says, Ba'ali loshon hara, who speak negatively. Pasuk Yud Gimel havu lochem anoshim chachomim unevoinim viduim l'shivteichem v'asimeim b'roshaychem. Prepare from among you anoshim, says Rashi, means tzaddikim. Chachomim, literally translated, wise men. But Rashi felt that this is included in the word nevoinim, which means a mevin dovo mitur dovo, that he could extrapolate from what he's taught. So if they're nevoinim, they're surely chachomim. Therefore, Rashi says, Chachamim over here is referring to Ksufim. The Sif Chachamim has two pshatim on what that means. Either that they're wanted by the people, or that they're embarrassed to do Averos. I'll call upon him. Prepare from among yourselves, Anoshim that are Tzadikim, Ksufim, and Nevoinim, V'yeduim L'shivteichem, says Moshe Rabbeinu, how do I know who are the Anoshim, Chachamim, and Nevoinim from each of your Shvatim? Therefore, you know who they are, so you bring the ones that you think that are shoftim from your shvatim. V'asimem b'roshichem, and I will place them at your heads. You gotta treat them, b'kovoy d'b'yiro, as your heads. Says Rashi, Yovu lochem asminu atzmechon l'dovo, prepare yourself for this setup of the judicial system. anoshim. V'chisala al daitcho noshim. You think anoshim is coming to exclude noshim? We know that noshim can be dayonim. Matam loymer anoshim, not to exclude noshim, rather tzadikim. Chachomim means ksufim. As I mentioned, if it means a little literal pshat, wise men, that's included in nevoinim. The rather means ksufim, which means either that people want them or they're embarrassed to do aveiros. Unevoinim mevinim dovo mitoch dovo, they could extrapolate from what they learned. Zehu sheshal ariyos es Rabbi Yosi. Ma bein chachomim lenevoinim, what's the difference between the two? And the answer Rabbi Yosi told him was, Chochom doimel shulchani oshir. Chochom is like a money changer, a rich money changer. Kshemidim loy dinorim lirois roya. When people bring dinorim to change their money, he sees the money in front of him. But ukshein mevin loy yoshev toye. He sits and spaces out. He only has what they give him. But novoin doimel shulchani tago. He's like a money changer who is also a businessman. And therefore, kishemavim loy mois, when they bring money to change, lirois roy, he has what to do. Ukeshein mevin loy, umechazer umevi eshaloy. He does his business and he brings coins of his own. That's a novoin mevin dovo mitoich dovo, creates new information from what the information he has. V'yeduim leshivteichem sheini koron lochem. You know who they are. Shein bole fonai mutav betalisa. He comes wrapped in his talis. Eini yedea mihu umeide shevetu v'im hogenu. Aval atem makirin boy, shatem gidaldem oisa. You raised him in your shevet. Lekach nemar v'yeduim leshivteichem. Rashi is learning that the v'yeduim and leshivteichem go together. Lachayra, not like the timim. According to the timim, the pasuk is saying anoshim chachomim unavoine v'yeduim, comma, and all of that is leshivteichem. But Rashi is learning not that way. That v'yeduim leshivteichem goes together. B'rosheichem, I place them on your heads. Roshim u'mechubodim aleichem. You have to respect them. Shetiyu ne'agim em kovoy de'yiro. V'asimeim, Rashi makes a drosha, choser yud. In Rashi's Sefer Torah, the word asimeim did not have a yud. Not like our Sefer Torah, that it does have a yud. Agopana, without a yud, you could read it as v'ashomom. Ashomom means the sins. Loimah shashmuisiyem shel Yisrael tluyos b'roshei adayonim. The sins of Bnei Yisrael, the Dayanim are responsible for them. The Dayanim should have made a macho and to guide them in the right way. According to the drash of Va'asimim B'Rosheichem, the word B'Rosheichem is referring to the heads of the Dayanim, as opposed to the pshat B'Rosheichem are, I put them at your heads, the heads of Bnei Yisrael. Posuk Yudalet Vatanoisi Vatoimeru Toivadavorashardibarto Lasois. And you answered me and you said, that's a great idea, Moshe Rabbeinu. Do it quick. Says Rashi Vatanu Oisi. Rashi says, this is part of the rebuke. This is a Teichocho. Chalatete Mesadovolana Aschem. You decided that this is for your benefit to have more Dayonim. Because Hoyolochem Lohoshiv. The proper thing to say was, Rabbeinu Moshe, mimin noy lilmoid. Who is it better to learn from? Mimcho or mitalmidcho? From you or from your talmidim? Loy mimcho. Isn't it better to learn directly from you? Shenitztar toleo. You are mitztar over Kabbalah Satoiro. You are on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. Lechem loy ochal, umayim loy shoso. That would have been better. But you didn't say that. You said, great idea, Moshe. And I know why you said that. You said to yourself, now that we have many judges, if this judge doesn't know us, we can give him a gift, some shoychad, and then he'll judge us favorably. So you utilize this situation for your benefit, for not good things. Lasois, the word lasois is an extra word, says Rashi. It's coming to tell us, Imoisi mitzatzel, Moshe says, if I was lazy and not doing it quick enough, atem oimrim, asei meiro, Moshe, do it quickly. Vatanu oisi vatoimru teiva dova asher dibarto, great idea. No, lasois, let's do it already. Posuk tezvo, vavoykach, ez roshei shivteichem, anoshim mechachomim meviduim, vavoyeteinu isom, roshim aleichem, sorei alofim, vesorei meois, שרוי חמישים ושורי עשרויס, ושויטרים אל שבטיכם. And I took the heads of your tribes. I found anoshim, who are tzadikim. Chachomim, over here it doesn't say nevoinim. So chachomim could be taken literally, wise men. Ve'yeduim, and known. They were known to be tzadikim and chachomim. That's the way Rashi learned before, when he says, ve'yeduim l'shivteichem, you are known, you know them to be such people. But Rashi over here seems to be learning differently, as we'll see. And I placed them as heads over you. And the hierarchy was made up as sori alofim, one shoifet for every 1,000 people, and sori meyois, v'sori chamishim, v'sori asorois. And besides for the shoiftim, also shoitrim. Those are the people that carry out the psak of the shoifet. Says Rashi, v'oikach es rosh eshivteichem. Whenever you talk about taking a human being, it doesn't mean to literally take him. Rather, m'shachti midvorim. It means you talk to them. And I told them, Ashreichem, Moshe Rabbeinu told the Shoiftim, you are so lucky. Al mi bosem leismanos. Who are you being pointed over? Al bnei Avrom, Yitzchok ve'Yakov. Al bnei Odom, shenikiru achim ve'reim. Klal Yisrael is called achim ve'reim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it says, leman achai ve'reyoi. Klal Yisrael is called chelek ve'nachalo, a pasuk in Parshas Ha'azinu. Kechelek Hashem amoi, Yaakov ve'chevel nachalosu. The chol loshen chiba, all loshenes of loving that Hashem loves us. That's that you have the schus to be appointed over these people. Anoshim chachomim unevoinim, avon nevoinim lemotzosi. Although I told you in pasuk yud gimel, we should find nevoinim, people that are mevin dovo mitor dovo. This pasuk leaves it out. Says Moshe, I couldn't find such people. And in fact, in Parshas Yisroi, Yisroi said, we're looking for people that have 7 milos. Anoshim, Chachomim, Nevoinim, Yeduim, and over there are another 3. Yireh Elokim, Anshi Emes, Soinei Betza. Says Rashi, Ze achas misheva midos, Sho'omar Yisroi leMoshe. V'lo Motzei lo Sholosh, Moshe Rabbeinu only can find 3 out of 7. Anoshim, Tzadikim, that's 1. Chachomim, V'yeduim. Sounds like over here, Yeduim is a certain mila. It stands on its own, not like Rashi says, Yiduim l'shivteichem, that the above is known to your shevet. And if that's the case, I don't know what the Yiduim means. Roshim aleichem shetinagu bohem kovoit. Roshim b'mekach, Roshim b'memkach, Roshim b'masomaton. You have to let them go first. Whether they're buying, whether they're selling, and any business they want to do, you have to give them the kovoit of doing it first. Nichnas achroin v'yoytze rishoin. He comes in last and he leaves first. Why is that a kovoid? So everyone should stand up for him. If he comes in last, everyone's there already. Everyone has to stand up. If he leaves first, again, everyone has to stand up as he leaves. Sori alofim echad memun al elef. Sori meyo is echad memun al meyo. V'shoytrim minisi aleichem l'shivteichem, I appointed shoytrim policemen. Elu akuifsin, people that tie the people down. V'amakin b'retzua, to hit them with a strap, al piadayonim, whatever they are in paskin. Posuk de zayin, evo atzaves, shoifetichem, bo isahi leimor, shomoya bein achichem, mushmatetem, tzedek, bein ish, uvein ochiv, uvein giroi. And I commanded the judges at that time, shomoya bein achichem, listen to the tainus of the litigants between your brothers, ushfatetem tzedek, and you should judge them justly. Beinish uvein ochiv, between man and his brother. Uvein geiroi. Rashi has 2 pshotim in the word geiroi. Either geiroi means a litigant, a baldin, and geiroi means sho'oiger olov dvorim. He's piling up evidence in order to bring it to Bezdin to prove his point. Or the word geiroi comes from the word gor, from lashon diro. Any dispute between 2 brothers of an inheritance, between what they're meant to yarshin from their in the Yerusha that the father died, that also they have to judge. Says Rashi, V'atzaveh shoifteichem, omarti lohem, heve misunim badin. Be deliberate when you judge a case. Im bo din lefonero pam achashtayim usholosh, even if the same case came in front of you 3 times already. Al toimar kvar bo din ze lefonai pomim harbe. I've judged this case so many times, I don't have to look into it. No. Have a mesunim. Be deliberate. Elo you noisim and noisim boy. Every case you got to start from scratch. Bo'es ahi. Rashi's darshaning. The poshup shot means I told your judges at that time. Rashi's darshaning. Bo'es ahi. I told your judges that now your time is not in your hands. From now on, you're meshubad to Am Yisrael. Now it's not like it used to be. To do whatever you want with your time. Shomoya, it doesn't say shemoya with a shvo, rather shomoya with a kometz. Loshon hoive, constant, the ever-present. Uven geiroi, says Rashi, tupshot. Pshat number one, ze ba'al dinoi, the litigant, she'oiger all of dvorim, who piles up rias that he needs to bring to Bezdin to prove his point. Davoracher uven geiroi, afal iske diro, geirim loshen gor, even on issues of living quarters. Bein chalukas achim, the brothers have to divide their inheritance. Afilu bein tanovik lekiraim, even to divide an oven, and a kiraim, a different type of oven, which may seem insignificant, that also you have to judge. The Poshup Pshat, do not favor anybody when you judge. Either it means you got to treat all cases equally, no matter what the amount of money that the judgment is about. Even a small amount of money has to be treated just like a big amount. That's Rashi's first pshat. And the second pshat, kakotoin kagodoil, referring to the litigants. Whether the litigant is an oni, whether he's an oshir. If you have an oni and an oshir fighting each other in Bezdin, do not say, well, let me paskin in the oni's favor, because anyways, the usher has to give him tzedakah, so let me do it in a bakovetika way. Or, let me paskin like the usher, let me favor the usher, what am I going to embarrass the usher in public, and afterwards I'll tell him, really you owe the money, and give it to him outside bed. And no, you got to treat everybody equally, and judge justly. Lo yiso guru mipnei shez rashi tupshotim. Either don't be scared of anybody. A second pshat, don't hold back your words from saying what you have to say on the case. The Gemara says this is referring to a Talmid b'fnei Raboi. If the Rebbe paskins something and a Talmid sees that his Rebbe made a mistake, he should speak up, of course, in derech Eretz way. But he shouldn't hold back his words just because it's his Rebbe. Ki ha-mishpot l'elokim hu, after all, if you judged unjustly, the mishpat is going to go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's going to see to it that the money goes back to the rightful owner. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't trouble me with that. You do it. Says Moshe v'adavar shal yikshe mikem. If any case is too hard for you to judge, takrivu ne'lai, then bring it to me. Ushmativ, I'll judge the case. Says Rashi, lo yisakiru ponim b'mishpat. It seems, maybe, that Rashi's making a drush over here. The Poshup Shan, the Posekid, lo yisakiru ponim b'mishpot. Don't give anybody special treatment. Referring to the judges. But Rashi says it's referring to Zamemun elohoishivadayonim. It's referring to the one who is appointed to decide who the judges will be. Shaloyimar ish ployni noe oy giboy oishivenu dayon. Don't say this person looks nice or he's strong, he's fit to be a dayon, or ish ployni koyvi oishivenu dayon boil, he's my relative, he should be the dayon, and really who ain't no boki bedinim. In a case where the guy is not boki in dinim, he doesn't know how to paskin, he doesn't know hilchos choshen mishpat. And nimso mechayev is a zakai umezakes achayev. So it's your fault for appointing a judge that's not a judge. At this point, I would have thought that Rashi is darshaning lo yisakiru ponim, referring to the person memune lo yishiva dayonim. Namely, lo yisakiru ponim of the dayonim lo yishiva b'mishpot, to turn him into a dayon if he's not worthy. But then Rashi ends off not that way. Ma lani olov al mishe minohu ki'ilu hikiru ponim badin. So then that is bringing it back to the Poshup Pshat. So I'm not sure if Rashi means to say a drash or here a pshat. Either way, what caused Rashi to speak up is because these words are extra. It said in the previous pasuk, Ushvatetem tzedek, you should judge justly. So I don't need another azhara lo yisakiru ponem hamishpat. And therefore Rashi brings it back to the memuneh lo hoshivis hadayonim. Ka'kodoin ka'godoil tishmon, says Rashi, two pshatim. Pshat number one, sheyichoviv olecha din shel pruta, even one pruta kedin shel me'amone. Shim kodam ubolefonecha, if he's first online, don't say that's insignificant, you wait for the end of the day. Davoracher a second pshat, ka'kodoin ka'godoil tishmon ketargumoi. As Targum says, Mili ze'iro kerabo tishmon, Rashi understands that to mean the litigants are an oni and an oshir. Anyways, the Osher has the chiv to give tzedaka. Azake is oni. I'll be mezake the oni. Venim tzav mispan. As when accused, he's getting tzedaka. Derech kovod. Don't do that. Dover acher, it's the same pshat, just the other side of the coin. Shaloi toimar heyoch ani poigim echvede shel Osher. What am I going to embarrass the Osher in public? Bishvil dinner for a coin, a dinner. Azakenu achshav. Let me say in bed that he's zakai, that he's right. I'll tell him, tain loy, really you owe the money to the oni, shatachayev loy, this way I won't embarrass him. There's the post, you can't do that. In Bezdin, loy soguru mipnei ish. Two pshotim, either loy tiro, don't be scared. Davoracha, loy soguru, loy tachnis davorecha mipnei ish. Don't hold back your words from anybody. Loshen oiger bakaitz, referring to somebody holding back and saving up in the summer, so we'll have what to eat in the winter. Rashi used this word above in Posuk Tes Zayin, on the words Uvein Geiroi, and Rashi says, Zebaldino she'oiger olov dvorim. But has a slightly different connotation. Over there, oiger olov dvorim means he piles up rayas to bring to Bezdin. Over here, oiger means he holds back. He holds back information and he doesn't want to say it out. Says that they're loy sagur mipneish. Ki amishpat leiloy kimu mashato noitel mize shaloy kedin. Whatever you take from him, shaloy kedin. Atomaski kenin arziloy. You're gonna force me, says Hashem, to give it back to him. Nimtzo sheitis olay amishpat. You put the mishpat back on me, and I'm telling you not to do that. You do it. Ta'krivun eila yaldovo zesh nistalek mimenu mishpat b'roitz tlofchod. Because Moshe Rabbeinu took the credit that anything too difficult for you, give to me. This is why Nis'al Mimenu, the din of Benoist Slovchod, that the Bonis Yoshois, in the case where there are no Bonim, he didn't know, he forgot. As Rashi told us above, the Chen Shmuel, a similar thing we find by Shmuel. Omar Shaul, when Shaul was looking for the Novi, and he asked Shmuel, who Shaul did not recognize, and Shaul says, where is the Novi? And Shmuel says, Onoichi Oroya, I am the Novi. Omole HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you took credit for yourself. I'm going to show you in the future a situation that you're not a Novi. David, when Hashem sent Shmuel a Novi to be Moshech, to anoint Dovid HaMelech, he came to the house. Dovid HaMelech had seven older brothers. And Shmuel, he saw the oldest brother, Shmuel a Novi says, oh, this is the perfect man to be a king. Didn't you say about yourself, I am the Novi? Well, guess what? Not this time. Al Tabit El Mareu, don't look at his outer appearance. He is actually not the king that I meant. And then he went down to the second brother, the third brother, all seven brothers, until he anointed Dovid HaMelech. I would have said, the Poshup Shad is, and I commanded you at that time, who's you? All of Am Yisrael, all the things that you should be doing. But Rashi says, it's referring to he commanded the judges. He commanded the judges the 10 differences between Dine Momonos and Dine Nefoshois, is Rashi, Eilu Aseres HaDvorim Shvei Dine Momonos to Dine Nefoshois, and the Sifser HaChomim lists all of them from the Mishnah and Sanhedrin. According to that, he's talking to the Dayonim specifically. Adkan, the topic within the topic, where Moshe Rabbeinu recounts the story of the Minui Hadayonim, they're appointing the judges, that we saw above in Parshas Yisroi. And the next Pasuk, Pasuk Yutes, picks off right where we left off, before the brackets beginning in Pasuk Tes. Pasuk Ches says, go inherit the land. Pasuk Yutes continues, and we did. We started traveling, Vanisa Mechoirev, And that will save for the next year, Be'ezras Hashem Yisborach.